I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Students in Pueblo are back in school after teachers voted overwhelmingly to accept a new contract. The teachers' union says members voted yesterday to end a strike that shut down most schools in the city last week. The contract includes a 2% cost of living increase retroactive to January and a 2.5% increase next school year. Paraprofessionals who also went on strike voted Saturday to accept a deal giving them a raise starting in September. The district will pay both groups for 3 days of the strike. New plans to streamline environmental decisions are getting mixed reviews for the Trump administration. A directive from the U.S. Interior Department headquarters will limit most environmental impact statements to 150 pages, and decisions must be made in 1 year. Critics of the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, are welcoming the change. Kathleen Sagama leads the oil and gas trade group, the Western Energy Alliance. She says environmentalists have turned the law into a weapon against development.
NEPA has become this stumbling block when it was originally envisioned by Congress to aid in decision making.
NEPA supporters say the move will mean less public input and slapdash environmental analysis. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman. This is Southern Colorado's NPR station. It's 8:06.